Beginning current daf, Mesechtes of the Zohar daf Mem. Beginning of basic, Mitzvah Master. Beginning the Gemara Hachig Gesin. Eitzer, the storehouse, Heftik, the storage place, Sfina, the boat. Which Tosafot says is what's called Bezu Av Zukatani. This and this, meaning that Eitzer Meskayim Yoisim Av Pesach. They keep it longer in the Eitzer than the Pesach. But Pesach is Mesrina, and the Pesach is more than the boat. Boat is a little bit shorter. I'm saying that even something like a boat, even though they don't keep it so long, but as long as it's not right in front of the stores, we don't have the chashash in these cases. Shall we turn to the second parak of Masechta Bezara with Teisiyat Shemayim, and that would begin the third parak called Hatzlamim. So the Mishnah brought Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. He says, "I'll call Sheish Biyadi Kol Davar. Ozu, any statue that has anything in his hand is considered a Isra of a Tzelim of an Avodah Zarah." So it says, "But Gemara, Farshas Gemara explains that Tamid Reb Meir. What's the reason of Reb Meir that he says?" All it's lama aser because they worship once a year. Because we're considered for the minority. Meaning, because of Shemakimus, we decree other places. Because of the place of mayor, where they did by the zarat, we're concerned about all places. Rabban they're not concerned for a minority. Like they don't make a decree. Now it sounds like we're Rishim Leil, who we recorded the different maskal of Taisis on. That he's also not concerned for a minority. And the Polgad Ramayan, he disagrees with Ramayan because he's not the same as Ramayan. He's like the Chachamim. He just says, not just a Makal, a Tzipor, or a Kador, but even anything that he's holding in his hand. Now, and that's the source of Tamid to one, because the Mekin, if that's the case, Kasher, the Rishim Gamliel, I Rishim Gamliel. You have a contradiction of Rishim Gamliel. And moreover, Kasher, Hilchas, Hilchas, Rabbi Kasher, and also how we paskin. Because the Rishim Gamliel, the Hacha, obviously, like we just said, Lechashim, it does not concern with a minority. Yet, Perikim Lohev, the Gemara, Shabbos, Dafko, Lamahem, Abbeis, Nan, we learn in the mission over there. Which actually a brisa, the Mishum Lelema says, "Kosher Sholam Yem BaAdam Ain Anefil." Any baby that lived at least 30 days is not considered a stillborn. Now Halay Shah, but let's say it didn't last 30 days. Gagoyin Shanisa, if the baby was burnt, or the gears is actually Shanitraf, was mauled by an animal, or Shachlari, or an lion ate him, have a nefil. Then we have to suspect that maybe the baby was a stillborn. Avakav Dureb Nashim In Mapilis. Even though most women don't miscarry. Still, we don't know if it was a viable child. I'm a chayish lemiuta nefalon. Obviously, lemiuta nefalon. Obviously, we're concerned by the minority of stillborns. So that's a contradiction. I thought Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah not chayish lemiuta. It's not nami perigim of bechoris. You also learn in Mishnah in the third perig bechoris of chavigim on bezim. Rav Shimon Gamliel it says halakeach behim menikam noivik chavim. If someone buys a nursing that a lactating animal from a non-Jew, peturim in the bechoris. So it's exempt from the next baby that gives birth. That it's not going to be his firstborn. The lemenachma elm ken yolde, because it's not going to have compassion and nursing an animal unless it gave birth to it. So mashba sounds like a metamchad labis, but just the fact that it's nursing, Lloyd, that wouldn't tell us that it already gave birth. The cholvein apaito, because the fact that it's lactating, doesn't exempt. The chashin lemit chayilvas, we're concerned for the minority that could lactate apishen yoldes even though they didn't give birth. So wait a second. So the halachas halacha is kamel k'rabbanan, and we rule like rabbanan. Lo chayish lemiut. That they're not concerned with the minority. The main parak of the chulin of Yerav Amez Remei the Chayish Lemiuta, we say, oh, Kohen Shemayim, that's concerned for the meat. Hey, Achal Bisra, how could he eat meat? Because it could be that where they slaughtered us, where there was a hole already before. Now, I'm like coming from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say, hey, Chachlin, and how do we eat in general? Mashmati Kamalan, that we hold not like that, not like Remei. Like Chayish Lemiuta, we're not concerned with the minority. Veil Bebucharis, but whereas Bebucharis, Beneifel, which we just quoted before, Peskin Kachem Leel, that we do Peskin Kachem Leel. As the Gemara says, Shabbos Kovlam and Vav Menav, the Chayish Lemiuta, that is considered the minority. So if a steer in Shem Galil, and a steer also how we pask it. Says Teis Veshem, we can say no. The Vajr B'Shem Galil, the Chayish Lemiuta, B'Shem Galil is not considered for the minority. Because Mashmach, like we said, that it sounds like from our Gemara over here. Ay, Vahid and Nefel, what's with that? So give it there by the stillborn. Shani, that's different. Dumir Hamotze, a very important term that comes up in Kashas a lot. It's a common minority. Because there's Nefel and Shchichi, where although it's a minority, but it's common to have loyal in the stillborns. And therefore, for sure, we have to be concerned. I mean, like the Gemara said, when they see a person fell into waters that you can't see the end, or they see him in the throes of death, the Shas Tzur say the wife is forbidden. Although the majority of people that are in the throes of death die, and we're concerned for the minority, because it's a minority that it's still common. Not everybody. There's many times that they don't die. But the Bukhari is Mayri, and the Gemara Bukhari is talking about Shri Niu Chaylebe is Kaidin later, where we saw that it was lactating before it ever gave birth. Ah, the Bada Hochzikum and Amid. So now we for sure presume that it's from the minority. And that's why we would be Chaysh for that. Avad B'Shah Behemoth, But for sure, by other animals, chalapaita, the fact is lactating would exempt. That's halacha, though. We resolve the contradiction. And in the halacha, where you're right, that with naschashin v'miyud, but when it's a meat hamatzai, then we are concerned. The words of Gemara, if it's worshipped once a year, it's my time of the Rabbanan. So what exactly is the reason of the Rabbanan? Which Tosafos and Rashi both point out the same thing, that what's Gemara's question? At the time you can say, what do you mean? Maybe what they disagree is Marasawa de Nevadin, that Rabbi Meir held that it's worship, or Marasawa in Nevadin, and Rabban held that it wasn't worship. Therefore, that's why it's permitted. You can say, no, Dimash Malay, because it sounds like the Rabban Isla de Nevadin, that the Rabban hold, even though it's worship, it's still not going to be a problem. And that's what the Gemara had to come with its whole answer. How do we know this? Because Midlake Tony doesn't say, doesn't say that it's not worship. It just says that whoever has in his hand a Makalay Tzipra, only then it is a problem. Sounds like even if it's Nevadin, and that's also how Rashi says. Then it says, they begin with the words of Gemara, who's Chashim Yuta, makes a gzeir of other places because of this place. So it says, the pretend begin to say, but bring in the Gemara and the previous paragraph of Lamed Dalam and Bez, Kabikvinus Bez and Aiki, by the cheese of Bez and Aiki, Loigos Namir Rabbeir Shama Kemes, Rabbeir says it's Aser, but it doesn't say the other place of forbidden because of this place. What's the difference? It says, what you could say is the Shani Hasim there, it's different. The Ba'isim Makim, because even in on Ba'isim Nike itself, it wasn't slaughtered the animals for idolatry, Kima meat, only the minority. And we say, okay, the cheese is curdled in those, and we're concerned with that meat. Now, if we would decree other places, because that place, have a miyuta de miyuta, that was a minority of the minority, which even Ramey is not chayesh for. In the place of Ramey, they all worshiped all the idols. And therefore, that's why. And that's why it's chayshid for other places too. In other words, that is chayshid from miyuta, and that in Beis Hanayki itself, the miyut would make only that location forbidden. Other places with miyut to miyuta. Here, everyone does in this town. And therefore, the miyut is the rest of the world. And that we find something Rimei made a decree on the kutim, because the figure of a dove, shematzah b'har grizim, that they were worshipping, and all the people in that place worshipped, as the Gemara says, that therefore, that's why they were going to an old place where the kutim were, because that makes the rest of the world the miyut. That the statute of the king is what we learned, that is what Rimei says forbidden. Peter Kondrash explains, Tzuchat Shulten Ameis, this is the figure of the king who died. They do it as a memory of this king, and that's considered Avodah Zarah. Rabbeinu Peshi explains, Tzuchat Shulten Hachai, actually talking about the king who's alive, his figure, they do for his honor, and the proof in this is Mandat Shul Nebuchadnezzar, which the Tesis talks about in Tam on the Gimel Menalev, Demasra Shalei Shtachavu, that it was when he was alive. Void more with the Medrash, it's burned the Medrash Adaryonis Kesar, that the Caesar Adaryonis, Halachas Yibishu Latayil, the Medina, Shu went walking with him in the country, that he showed him the forms of his statues that he made him in his honor. So you see, it's when they're alive. Next, that's about to begin the words of Gemara, like we said in the previous Devar Maschil, it's specifically regarding the statues of the kings. Now, Pesach and Drash explains, and that is about who caused Reb Meir. So that's what Reb Yehuda Mishmul is saying. That's the case that Reb Meir says it's forbidden, because the Agav Chaviv Asayu, because since it's so dear to them, their king, Pochalu, they worship it. Mefarash Nami also explains further that Rabbi Bechonam and Biechanan, Ba'im Demal Pesach Medina, that's when it's by the entryway of the country, the Chashivit Tvei, where then it's most significant. Mashmet sounds like with Bashat Slomim, but the other types of idols, other types of images, Loyos Rameir did not make forbidden. That's what sounds like from Rashi. Kasha is difficult because the Nan, Mishnah sees later on that Memalv Menalv, Matzah Tabnes Yad Tabnes Regal. If someone finds a figure of a hand or a figure of a leg, they're forbidden. Now, Veloshin Matzah Mashma Veshukah Besad, the terminology found, sounds like you're just laying around in the street or in the field. Now, that's obviously not by Pesach Medina. Fulfillment the Mukalash Mullah come on even according to what Shmuel explains later on, Baim no Basisan, that it's on its platform. Or Pesach Kondrash explains Abim Shalhem on their platform, Shasham Ibn Maisim, that's where they worship it. Lainly here, that doesn't seem to be correct. The Lasha Matsala Mashma came, first of all, the wording that it was found doesn't sound like that. Elish Ishlam base Maisha Brochab says no, it's just that it has a wide base. And therefore Vichin Lamoid Lavadon, and it's just that it could stand on its own. And it's just that you know that it didn't break from a full idol. But another difficulty in Rashi is the Halacha Mashmir. It sounds like the Stam Andor Tishem Alachem Palchilu Tvei. Sounds like that In general, the idols, the images of the kings is what they worship even more. And that's what Rashi saying. That's the problematic ones. But v'adrabah, to the contrary, perklagol the Gemara Shabbos Tav Ein Beis and Beis Mashpat sounds like she'in stam alavod. That generally those are not worship, because the comment the Gemara says idachaz andarti besagidlei. If he sees this statue and he bows down to it, it depends. The Kabbalah, v'chulu. If he accepted it, fine. But if not, like, you know, it's just a statue. So it sounds like actually they're the least likely to be worshipped. So because of all these questions, Rabbi Yehuda explains, we're actually not going like Rashi, that what Rami says is forbidden, because that's not the qualifications. To the contrary, going on what Rabban said is not problematic. And this is what the Gemara is saying. This is the Rabban permitted in the Mishnah, which we said those are the least likely to worship by the statues of kings. And that's by the entryway of the country. That's what Rabban permitted. They were sure done just for beautification and not to worship. Now, however, Rabbi Chanan resolves Rashi's interpretation. You're right, and other images he did not make forbidden. I, the questions of Rabbi Natam, of Toises, Vahi, Vilkamon, the Gemara later on, the Tabnas Yab, Tabnas Regal, which sounds like that it's not a statue and it's wherever you find them. That's my Bishal Kfarim. That's what we're with by villages. As Gemara says later on, there they don't do anything for beauty. There, for sure, they did it to worship. And now it also makes sense to Chidaik LaBemilsel Rabbi Yechanan, where the Gemara tells us later on from the question of Rabbi Yechanan. It's a long Hagoyes Abach on this, but we say Hatzlam Atzma Masurin. Oh, okay, but look, the idols themselves would be forbidden. Where Stamakre Meir. Oh, so you see, anonymously, like Reb Meir, loy matzalem meim the samak Reb Meir is seifa, which this is what he's saying. What this works out well according to Reb Chanan is why couldn't you say from the seifa also that you see stam this anonymous mish like Reb Meir, the tamnis yad verdegel of the image of the hand and the foot. No, he asked for like Rabbanon. That could even be like Rabban Kibrish, like we explained. Like I said, because they would agree in the kfarm, because we're talking about villages, they would agree that it's going to be forbidden. That wouldn't be a riot to Reb Meir. This sounds like in the Gemara and Shabbos of Ein Beis and Beis. Then Darti ain't stum and neved. Then in general, the statues of the kings are not generally worshipped. And that was one of the other questions on Rashi. That's not talking about the statue of the kings. Kings are worshipped. That's just of the rulers. And here we're talking about that of kings, which are generally worshipped. As you continue to talk about Memal from Menal. And the Bahakin Nicha, and now it makes sense the Nakanacha that we specifically the words are Bandarti Shamalachim, we say the statue of the kings. But like Bandarti Islam, it doesn't just say Bandarti, which many times it does say that. That the images of the kings, those statues are actually worshipped more. The Kama Hasim, the Gemara says that if it's clear that it's that of the kings, that for sure it's going to be Asr. And if it's clear if it's from the other rulers, it's clear that it's permitted. It's just that we hold that in general by Remeir that in general they're the ones of the kings. And the Chum hold that in general we assume it's from the rulers. But again, but everyone agrees Malachim are problematic and Shaltainas are going to be okay. Now, Pesher Ben Tam Kasher Gitzas. According to Ben Tam, it's a little bit difficult. The Chik Kamla Kamon. When the Gemara says later on, stomach Remeir. What do I mean? Have a Matzal Meim. The Gemara could have said stomach for the Rabban. Even the anonymous mentioned even like Rabban. Shelo Hitira on Darti, because they only permit it according to Ben Tam only on Darti. So in other words, why is the Gemara proving that? If you find the broken pieces, it can be mutter. It sounds like, but if the whole also like Remeir, when according to Ben Tam, Chum also agreed that all the Slam Asra except on Darti Shemalachim. So if that's the case, it would be even explainable even according to the Chacham. So that is a little bit difficult according to Ben Tam.